Okay, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, we were up to Shin Ayin. As we go through these halachos, just to point out, like, they seem very technical and not like, okay, besides for, Rabbanim, but Al-Khopanim, some of these would be Nogea if a person was staying in a hotel in a place where there's no Eruv, in a resort somewhere, or let's say that, we'll see, there are other applications. For example, I don't know if the, you know, if the, this is not, this we'll have to see if the going on. I was wondering, if the Eruv fell, right? So you had, would you have needed to have an Eruv in your apartment building to go ahead and to carry? To carry from one apartment to the other, so maybe, sometimes the people who do that have an extra one just in case one Eruv, doesn't work or something happens. But it's more nogea here to talk about people who are in hotels and things. So let's see. Hadar, Beishar, Achsadra. Someone who lives in a gatehouse, or an Achsadra, a front hall, something like that, or a Peses, Shebechotzer, or on the porch. Someone else decides he's setting up camp on the porch. Eino Oiser, Avnechotzer. He doesn't answer. If he doesn't do an Eruv, he doesn't answer the rest of the chotzer. She'enam cheshuvim dira. That's not a dira. So only someone who has a house, a beis dira, can go ahead and be part of this Eruv. V'hadar bebeis ha-tevin, someone who lives in a barn. Bebeis ha-eitzim, bebeis ha-bakar, it's also different types of barns and other structures, the cowhouse, whatever. Bebeis ha-oitzrois, or in a machsan, oiser. Then he will ask them because they are sometimes they are considered a dira, or these are Mishabur says you have cases where these are made out of kani, not that it's like a barn, but it's a beis ha-tevin, beis ha-eitz, there's some more smaller temporary structures, any of these things, would ask them because you can live there. It's not, The issue with Achsadra and Beishar is that it's a walkway. The issue is not that it's a temporary structure. If someone's living in a barn, fine. But if he's living in your hallway, he's living in the lobby of your building. So then that won't answer because it's a derech. It's not a dira. Baal Abai Shesha. It's his own. I guess it would be. A camper or a trailer definitely would. We'd have to. But someone who lives in his car. Car also. What's the difference between that and a base at heaven or whatever? It's not the issue. Is it a place that people walk through, or is it a place for some people if they're going to sleep there for Shabbos, whatever. Balabai sheish lo harbi batim bechotzer. Someone, a balabai who has a lot of houses in a chotzer, he has a resort, he has a complex, whatever it is. Yeish lo b'chol echad mehem. Dvarim she'inam nitalim b'Shabbos, and every one of these diras, he has a fridge. He owns the fridge, or he has a telephone, something moksa over there. Machmas kavdan, like a fridge, or machmas iser she'hein dvarim she'osel taltalam nafilo tzarach b'kayvan. It's also the Talzvilot of comments like a Machus Chasaran Kis or whatever it is. Eina Darim Behem Oysim Elav. Them, they're all considered one. He has Tfisis Yad in every one of these houses. So they're all Kidlu. It's one big house. And they don't, if they decide not to do an Erev, it doesn't make a difference. Nefisha Nasu Kulam Ke Orchem Etzlo. Lefichav Gamheim Mutarim Lahoitzi Mevateim Lachotzer. They'd also be Mutar to go ahead and to. And take it out to the chotzer. I will be shown nothing no eruv, even if they didn't make an eruv themselves. No one made an eruv, but it's all one house. Right? If someone comes and stays in your house, he doesn't have to go ahead and make an, you don't have to make an Erev with him. You know, it's all one house. Ve'im ein abatim shelo, lo knuyos lo schuros, and not, then you know, buy, lend them out, whatever, or rent them. Avav yishayish lo v'hem dvarim she'also l'taltalam, oisin zelza, even if he furnished them, nagid, or whatever, and then it would still be, or he has other mukhs of things, then they would aser. It's only if he's only renting, then it's all one big house. That's only if people aren't living in the chotzer. That's only if he owns the whole complex and he has guest houses, whatever, or he has any rentals. That's when it's only them. Or if he owns a building, apartment building, somewhere, and they're all renting from him. And about kashish diurim acherim, if there are other people who live there, malichin eruv and etzlam, and they make an eruv by them, tzvichin kol echad la'arev, then everyone has to go ahead and make an eruv together. Echad shesachar bayis mina vikacham, someone who rents a house of a goy, hiskir echad mina biro lechavero, and he rents one of them to his friend. Im mitchil osachar daita dahachi, if he didn't rent, if the goy didn't rent daita dahachi, he's in a sublet, right? It's not like a case where it's a chain of hotels, whatever, and he's renting the hotel, then he's going to rent to other people. That's fine, but if it's just a, he rents it out for a few days, whatever it is, how about like he'll call a bira shelo? Then it's kilu, he owns the whole bira, even though he's renting from the goy. But he's kir echad.
What's the din?
We'll see. But if it was he rented it from the goy, to rent out to other people, then an eruv, we don't say it, they need an eruv. So if the case is if he goes ahead and if it wasn't tied to the he's renting this mitcham, he has and then he decides, I'm going to rent out a few places from Shabbos, whatever. So then it's kilu. It's even though he's renting from the goy, but it's kilu he owns it. Klapi the din Shabbos, and it's kilu he owns the whole thing, and they don't need to make an eruv. However, if the goy knows he's renting it, like I said, a hotel, the goy's renting him a hotel, so he can rent the rooms out. So then he doesn't. It's not kilu he owns everything. Yes, it's kilu that the goy owns. And then you still, he has tfisus yad, he has, he's managing the hotel, he has stuff in the whatever, doesn't make a difference, they would have to make an eruv for everyone together. Gimel chamesh chabur sheshavs v'traklin, let's say there's a big hall, or big, whatever, and they all, five chaburas, five families, are sleeping there for Shabbos, v'chalku v'mechitzas, and they put up temporary walls. That if they're all, everyone has, basically are going to be walking all around the, in order to get out, they have to walk by everyone else. They weren't blocked off by the door, they blocked one off and they have to walk through someone's, mechitzas or whatever. So then, v'kulam oivim derech alav ein tzvich litein be'eruv el shnayim pinim. So then, only the two people. Let's say you have one. You have chamesh chaburos. You have two people on the inside. It's a long hall. Two people. Two corners here and two corners here, and you have one person where the front door is. So if everyone has to walk through there, then only the people in the back have to do an eruv, because their areas are not drachim, they're not people walk. Everyone else klapayim, it's like a beishar, which is a derech to go through. And if each one has a separate entrance to the chatzer, hagah o she'en oivim zel ze rakol echa yishol pesach pasuch lebeis shar. They're all opened up to a hallway, or let's say it's in a hotel, I don't know, whatever, and there's a stairwell, or there's a lobby, whatever. L'shidufneim abeis shar pasuch lechatzer, and beis shar opens outside. Even mechitzus megiel satikra. If it's here, one big hall, right? If the walls, go temporary walls, and they touch the ceiling, besokim utzvachim, habikol echad cheder b'fneiatzu is considered a separate cheder, a separate room. Afilu hein shad yiriyos, even if it's just thin beams or whatever. Im bnei achotzer noisim ha'eruv ve'echad b'shar batei achotzer. If the bnei achotzer, will put the eruv in a different house, not in this big traklin, in a different house, circle achas v'achas chaburus shebetraklin. Then each, again, we're talking about the case, you have the traklin, you have this big hall, and you have another two, three houses that open to a courtyard or something. So, all the chaburus in the traklin, then they have to, each one separate, they have to give their own, they have to be masking for the each, or give for the eruv. But if not so, eruv is that traklin, if they make an eruv in the traklin, only in the traklin, ein tzvichin litain eruv klal. They don't need to go ahead and to give an eruv. Shekulam darim v'bayis zeh. Because they're all living in one house. V'bayis shemenichim bo eruv, ein tzvich litain eruv, and the house or the area, whatever that you put the eruv in, they don't have to actually put out for the eruv themselves. V'chenim ein diurim acherim v'chotzer, ein an tzvichin eruv, then they won't need an eruv because they're all in one big house. Or for example, let's say the person has here in Eretz Yisrael, people have chidot. He builds a rental unit, things like that. Do they have to be part of the eruv or not? So they would be considered. If the door opens out to the parking lot or to the stairwell, whatever, then they would be considered someone else. However, we said v'chein im ein v'chein ein diyur nachein b'chatzer ein tzvichin eruv chakul b'mechitzes she'ein ogos atikra. They only put like some basic mechitzes up. They didn't actually separate them. Afilim b'nei achatzer noisin eruvam be'echod. Even if in the Bnei Chotzer they put the Eruv somewhere else, then one Haskama is enough for the Eruv for the whole Chotzer. If they keep the Eruv there, then they don't need to be maskim, and if the mechitzas aren't magia, so then only one thing, one haskama. Hagah im miksasan asu mechitzas, miksasan lo asu, some put up walls. So then oisin she asu he mechulakim, the wall, those who put walls up are separate, but oisin she also henki mishutfim, then they're kido, they're shutfim, and therefore they're all included in one eruv, one haskama. If hayadurim ba'aliya is mamish, if there are people who live upstairs, afil nasa b'nei achotzer her eruv v'traklin, even if they gave the eruv and the traklin, tzvichachol chabur v'chabur alasis eruv, if it's in a hotel or something, and there's upstairs, then every chabur has to be masking for the eruv. V'amish yeshu melamed of sefer v'beisel, someone who has a melamed or a sefer in his house, v'chein talmidim aloindim b'fnei harav in yeshiva, v'darim b'beisa kol echa b'chedro, and everyone's in a different dorm, afil yesh kol echa pesach pasuach l'chotzer, even if every dira or every dorm room is open to the chotzer, l'eichel v'yashim b'chedro, einam oisrin, you know, aser, and some say that this is only if the yeshiva owns the yeshiva, And he actually lives there, some say. But if he doesn't live there, then they would have to make an, if they want to have, if she wants to have an Eruv, they would have to make their own, have to make their own Eruv. Rav says, only if you're Avadarim Bebeso is the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. That only if they're living there, since Kilu, he's the owner, and he has Tfisis Yad in all the dorm rooms, so therefore, they wouldn't need an Eruv. But Chupanim, if he doesn't live there, then already they're gonna need to do an Eruv in a dorm. No, that's the thing, is that even if it's Pesach Pesach Chatzar, no, so it says Oichel Yashin Bechedro.
And the beds all belong to the yeshiva and the
It's a little bit unclear, because again, it sort of depends on the situation. If he's renting, some say he has to actually live there, and some say no. If he's renting a building. They're all guests by him. So they're considered orchim. If he owns the building, that's something else. One second. No. We're talking about Shikulam. So it says that if they're eating in the cheder ochel, then I think they're all but sarah. They don't need an eruv. Because they're eating from one place, from one thing, so that's going to starve them. The issue is each one's eating in their own room. They have their own dira, some yeshiva, whatever. Each dorm room, so it's less we get to a dorm, because everyone eats in the cheder ochel. But if each room is like I said, it's a whole, it's something like that. So then it could be they would need. If everyone in the chutzur eats together, they have a big cheder ochel, like they have in some yishuvim and here and the kibbutz and things like that. Avo pishakol echad yishul bayis v'sayatzmo einan tzvichin eruv. They don't need an eruv. If they're all eating, they're all eating one place, then anshi bayis echad. Hutzchu lasus eruv anshi chutzur acheres. If they have to make an Erev with other people in the Chatzar, Erev Echad, Lekula, Napas Echad, Bilvad, then this group doesn't have to go, it only needs one Erev, because it's like one big house. If they want to put the Erev in their Chatzar, Einan Tzvichin Lasses Erev, then none of them have to actually give anything to the Erev, Yidim Ba'i Shemenichim Ba'erev, Shekal Elabatik Ba'is Echad Heim Chashuvim. So, like we asked, if they're all eating in the Cheder Ochel, then they're all mitzarif. As long as the point is that they're eating separate places, that's the problem. Everyone's eating in one place. So, then that would be fine. Hagav Achenu Harbe Ba'ale Batim Oichlim B'Cheder Echad. If they're all eating in one big, it's a hotel, and they're all eating in one dining room, kol echad al shulchan al vavisha, kol echad yoshim b'cheder v'fnei atzmo, eruv echad l'kulam, then they all have to make one eruv for their, obviously they don't need an eruv. So the hotel, if they're eating in one dining room, then I don't know if the fact that people can eat their rooms, they have different snacks, and they can order room service, I don't know. I don't know what to do with that would be. But al kapanim, in general, everyone goes and eats down in the dining room, so then they only need one Erev out for outside, or they wouldn't need an Erev altogether. Everyone eats in one place, then it's like the ikur is the eating, and as long as each person doesn't have their own table, it doesn't make a difference. It's not like in their own separate cubby with the walls. I'll be shaporsin lefamim vila nefneim letznius. Even though sometimes they'll put up a curtain or something. Lo mikri bechitza hovelahavi sham bekvius. It's not their bekvius. Even they put up a temporary thing. The question is, even the case before was they put up walls, even if they're thin walls, they're not. They're permanent, but they're very thin. I don't know, they just put it up and they keep it that way, so then that's when it divides. But if it's just to put it up for the meal, something like that, then that doesn't b'chalik. Misha oichel makom echad v'yashim makom acher. Someone's eating by someone and he's sleeping somewhere else. Makom achilasu hu ha'ikar, the place where he's eating, that's the ikar v'shamu oiser. So if he plans to eat by someone else, I would assume means by Lel Shabbos, he's going to eat by someone. And so there, that's where he's getting. He says, no, I don't want to, I have to ask him whether he wants to be, be part of the Eruv. Right? If the kids come, you know, to eat by you, but they sleep in their own house, they won't ask their, you know, anyone else in the Eruv. However, if the, you know, if the parents send food, so then they would ask her, and they need their own separate haskama. That's where they put Eruv in a different house. If the chutzar is in one of the kids or the parents' house, these are the only people in the chutzar, because then that the Eruv is already by them, and they're considered, you know, that's one house. Misha Yeshlo Chamisha Nashim, Chamisha Avadim, someone who has five wives and five Avadim, which in the Shulchan Aruch is going to have four wives, but I don't know why the case here is a five. That's obviously before Cherem Ben Gershom. I'm saying Stam Peak Din of the Gemara.
This is not accepted by you.
It says until okay, I don't know. right. I don't. The Chaim Ben Gesher, right? That's just that. The Shulchan Aruch itself says it's not so bar. Yeah, no, that's just the Shulchan Aruch itself is wasn't so clear there in Makabel. Ashkenazi more, but Al Kapani, then we'll get there. Chamisha Nashim, Chamisha Avadim, Makabel Menu Press. And they get fed. Call echad oichel beisa, and each one has their own separate house. Chintam and a makabel pras mirabei, but oichel beisa, and they get food packages. Koyel gets food packages, you know, from the koyel, you know, every week for Shabbos. Einam oisin zelzeh, they don't aser on each other. Any ma'im diurim bechol, it only one chotzer. Any ma'im diurim bechotzer, if there's no other diurim. Oh, if I eruv ba etzlam, then they're considered one house, or they have the eruv by them. Asar batim ze lefnim mizeh. If you have 10 houses on a street, kulam oivim mizeh lezeh. Now, let's say it's not exactly a street; it's on their property. You have a row of houses. In order to go ahead and get to the main street, after there's a path that goes through all the chatzerim, through the houses even, they're connected. You have to go through his property to the chatzer. The only two furthest ones, let's say we're talking about five and five, especially where it's five and five. If it's one single file, then even only the last one. I guess I would assume it means that they're all beishar to the first guy, to the end guy, so therefore they're betzam p'turim, and he has to make an, he's the one who has to make an eruv with everyone else. Hamisarech v'chotzer, someone who's staying in a chotzer, afilu nisarech v'bayis b'fnei atzma, even if he's staying in his own house or his own deer or whatever, he lo nisarech derech keva. He's just staying there for one Shabbos. Ela lamed yom apachos, or he's there for a month, whatever. In a oisav b'nei chotzer, he doesn't have to be part of the eruv. Who v'hei mutarim bein mebeisa, and they're all humble to the carry. Back and forth, it has to be his kavua for up to 30 days if he's an oreach. So one second, and even if he's staying there for more than 30 days, so then that would also be require an eruv then. Question is one second. Afilu imorchim rabbi v'bal bayis echad v'dafka v'dikah bal bayis echad kavua. So as the orchim betelim the gabeya, but orchim biyachad oisim zelzeh miyad, that it doesn't make that We're only talking about over here if you have a Baal Bayis and he's and the people staying there and like, you know, whatever, but let's say it's a hotel or something like that, and all the Orchim are, they have to make an Eruv of, you know, there's no one person who has Tfisas Yad and everything. If there's no one head, Baal Bayis, who owns everything and he's there, so then we say, okay, fine, it's one house, but if not, it's just a bunch of rooms, but you know, then you have to make an Eruv together. let's see. We'll do a little bit more. Shinayan Aleph. Echad ibnay chotzer shenich beis v'halach v'shabbos v'chotzer acheres. He's going away for Shabbos. Feel like he's a smucha chotzero. He's decided, I want to go out the back way. I know. And even if it's next to the chotzer, if he's sich milibo, he goes and he's staying in a house a little bit away, and he doesn't want to go back to his house for Shabbos. Then he doesn't answer if he leaves for Shabbos. Then remember he fell. Well, any Yehudi feel halach lishbois v'yaracheres, even if he goes away. Oisar aleihem ad sheyiskim imenu mikoymoi. He's also unless they rent his house from him. Imu karov mahalach yoyim echad asher efshar sheyavu b'Shabbos, because maybe he'll come back on Shabbos and mess everything up. Well, im rachok yoiser, he goes to Hawaii, then don't worry about it, ain't oiser. Vishayim shagam ain't Yehudi, im halach lishbos v'chotzer acheres, even if he goes to a different chotzer, ain't oiser, he never asks, even if he might come back to his house. V'cheini re'ikr, because if he left for Shabbos, and nowadays, I don't know, if you live in chutzar, whatever the case may be, and there's a goy there, he goes, unless he, you know, he's on a vacation, he's on a trip. If he just, you know, go and make, drive back in the middle of the Shabbos, depends where he goes, you have to know the situation. If he's going on vacation, then you're right. But if he's, you know, going away for the weekend, but if he's just, you know, away, you know, say he might just come back in the morning, who knows what he's doing. Okay, I think we'll stop here.